Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Want to let it go? I don't even want to let it go. So how was your weekend? Was it beautiful?
It was full. I had a bat mitzvah on Saturday.
Oh, yes. They party.
That was sweet. And yesterday was a floral meeting for a wedding in April, the end of April.
Oh, wow.
So my weekends tend to be work weekends. And especially
and
right now.
And then you just go ahead and build the business during the week. I get it. So we are going to talk about everything timelesscelebrations.com with you, my guest today, Peggy Kelly, up there in Pasadena, California. Right?
We are here. We are in the city of the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl and historic homes.
Oh, Pasadena is so rich in history. And they've kept it very nostalgic too. They haven't really changed a lot. The historic homes. There's a lot of money in Pasadena too, Brains.
it's old money.
Old money.
And that because this is where a lot of the major corporation people who lived in like Chicago. This was their winter home.
Oh, really?
And so that's where the Gambles came from, and that's where the Maxwells came from, and you know, all of this is they had homes here.
Wow.
And those are now in many cases either historic, like the Green and Green is the Gamble House, and that's a museum for architecture and furnishings, and then the Maxwell House, is an event venue, but also the home of the Western Justice Center, which is an amazing nonprofit that deals in conflict resolution for youth. So
that's beautiful.
When you do an event there, then it contributes to the nonprofit. And that's where a lot of the homes have become is home courts for amazing nonprofits.
Wow. Well, Brains, you're at home right here on the edge, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, the responses are never dull. And like I said, we've got Peggy Kelly. She is an event planner extraordinaire. She's a very layered, textured woman. She understands what it is to be in the meeting and event space in today's environment. It's not what it was in 2019. The contracts have changed. The venues have changed. The demands have changed. The size of the venues have changed. The location of venues have changed. It's just so much. And she is on the cutting edge. She knows her business. Okay. We're going to talk about that. And, you know, she's just the perfect person to tell a story because she creates an ambiance. It's not just a party. She creates an experience. And that's what you want. You're going to spend a lot of money. So you might as well have
something.
You might as well have it. And you have the pictures to say that you were there. One of my mentors said, baby, if you ain't snapped the picture, you ain't been there.
Anymore.
That's right.
It's not on your phone. It didn't happen.
That's right. So Peggy, tell my brains how you got started in this space and a little bit about you.
How I got started in this space. I came in, you know, I was thinking about this morning, about transferable skills and how we stack our work and our life experience into what eventually becomes either our career, our passion, or our legacy. And so for me, I'm born in Minnesota, raised in Ohio. I'm a Midwest girl. Got to LA, I hate to say it, 40 years ago. I was a young babe then.
You're still young, honey.
And I'm still young.
Age is a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
And the hair really is white, and I'm grateful for it. And I got into sales first because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I left college thinking, you know, this is not for me. I'll go figure it out in the world. Got into sales. From sales, I got into radio and radio broadcasting and writing copy and doing voiceovers and that whole arena, which I didn't know was going to come back full circle later, you know, many decades later. But, and that's the point, is that you just don't know what's going to move the needle when you least expect it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, people don't do that. It's like the stay-at-home mom.
Right.
She doesn't really realize that she is the accountant. She's the cook. She's the housekeeper. She has organizational skills.
Right.
She's the Uber driver. You've got so many transferable skills. So think about that when you decide maybe that you want to go back into the workforce or start your own business. Right, Peggy?
Absolutely. And you kind of need to list them out. Sometimes there's what I call a whiteboard moment, which is, what do I do? But also, what do I love? And those are two totally different things, because I know how to do a lot of things, but what do I love to do?
Mm-hmm.
What energizes me? What gives me, you know, joy and purpose on it? When I was in radio, I adopted a dog, and she unfortunately was sick and needed some immediate care. And as my dog walks into my office here, and not the same dog. That was
okay. I was like, well, my goodness, she's got a long life.
And so I went to one of my clients, which was a country western bar, San Antonio Rose in San Antonio, Texas. And I said, I need to make some immediate money. And tipping is what came to mind. So I became a cocktail waitress. And I was like, and it was like, oh my goodness. It's social, it's fun, it's service, it's selling. You know, don't ever discount your cocktail waitresses and your food service here, folks.
Okay.
They are amazing at what they do.
And you've got to have customer service and personality.
Absolutely.
Personality is key. Is key.
Put a tray in my hand, I'm good for all day. You know, and having fun doing it and making a ton of money.
Yeah. Now, my go-to is retail. I don't get tips, but I get so much joy. And I was doing cosmetics and putting on the lipstick on people. I did some home decor. Girl, I go home broke because I want to buy everything. Yeah. But it was a joy. It was a passion of being with the people. So again, finding that. And so you transferred those skills into event planning. How'd you get into that space?
Well, I when I came to LA, which was my goal. I was that little kid in Minneapolis watching Walt Disney's it's Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Wild World of Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just got to get there. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I got to get there. And I hit LA in July of 1982. And I was like, home, this is it. I know it. Everything in my life is going to unfold. And I got a job in a restaurant as a waitress, because, you know, start where you start.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hamburger Hamlet up here.
Oh, yes.
Family owned, Harry and Marilyn Lewis, great couple. They had an amazing training program. And so literally I went from waitress to management training, worked my way up to general manager. And I was like, okay, I'm good to go. But then I realized it was like same place, same thing.
Mm.
And I have the attention span of a gnat. So I stepped out and I said, there has to be another way. And I met a person who owned a staffing agency. And this is before staffing agencies was popular. You know, this was back in 1988. And, you know, he would send people to do catering. Not in, you know, not restaurants, but catering to different parties all over. And so I hooked up with him, and he sent me where? Walt Disney Studios.
No, he didn't, girl.
Yes, he did.
You manifested that, didn't you? Oh my God. I know you were happy.
September 1988, I walked on the studio lot at Walt Disney, I called my mom and I said, you're never going to guess where I'm at. She goes, hoteling with you. And because I was the free spirit in the family. And I said, I'm at Disney Studios. She goes, you go. She was so excited for me. And I met an amazing man, David Edel, who was the general manager. And he said, we've been waiting for you. I said, I didn't know I was late. He goes, no. He said, we've been waiting for you.
Wow.
You know, and I knew, you know how you know something?
Yep.
You know, when you hear it in their voice, that this is your mentor. This is the person who's going to change your course. And he's going to do it lovingly and clearly. And he did. You know, he taught me about catering. He taught me about production. He taught me about contract food, which was going to come in handy later down the road. You know, here again, you don't know what's going to stack. But if you look back on everything you've done, it does. It stacks, it stacks, it stacks. And then you get to the place where you're going, oh, and it just tips. And everything just kind of falls in place.
I know. That's what happened with me. I was, following my brother around who was in the music and entertainment industry. And we would go to all these high profile celebrity homes, but we would also be in the studio. And I would watch carefully how they read the teleprompter, you know, how they created their ads, what they were saying, how they would create that question that would leave you in suspense until the commercial was off, how they broke for commercial, all right. These type of things. And I was very observant. Then I moved into creating and recruiting audiences in Hollywood for major shows, The Doctors, Let's Make a Deal, Queen Latifah, oh my God, KPBS television, all Wayne Dyer, a whole bunch of great stuff. But then I was able to transfer, like you said, those skills, because now I knew what it was to make great television, to create a great audience, to keep them stimulated as well as the orator, to keep them stimulated because, you know, you feed off of one another.
Right.
So I totally understand what you're saying about stacking. So again, go back in your memory bank and think about, you know, how you used to cut grass. You might be a gardener or, you know, have a farm. You never know how your skills will transform. So absolutely. You started into the event planning space and you started doing that. Now, you know, that is a lot of work, Miss Peggy. People, like, again, I listed it out for you, Brains, at the beginning of the interview, that just what this entails. And people say, oh, well, you know, I can do it myself. Well, things have changed. Tell us a little bit about that space now.
What's changed, I think what we need to do is define who's in the space, because the people think that everyone is an event planner, and they're not. There are designers, there's coordinators, and there's planner producers, and they're very different. But what happens is they get lumped into this big pile, like they're all one. And so when you go back through your stacking skills, you find out which ones are your best skills. You may know how to do all of them, but you may have an area that you excel in. You know, so an event designer, she's going to make it pretty. He or she's going to make it pretty. You know, they're going to do the decor. They're going to do color texture. They're going to do all that kind of stuff. Are they going to get you down the aisle if you're a bride? No. Are they going to run the timeline? No. That's the coordinator. Now, the coordinator, she's the logistics hound. She's the one that she's clicking off the timeline. Her timelines have got timelines. Every vendor's checked in. She's got all the insurances. She's the paper hound. She's the paper hound, and she's the timeline. And your timeline is your lifeline. It always is. And now your producer, your planner, your producer is usually your executive producer, which means that they're also managing the budget of this, and they're managing the designer on one side and they're managing the coordinator on the other. This person usually has all of the skills but has the higher level of responsibility. So when, and let's talk about the wedding world just because it's the easiest one to define. In the wedding world, there are a lot of wedding coordinators, day of coordinators, which is the worst term in history because it doesn't really exist. Don't know where it came from, but it really needs to go away. That's the person that is literally just running out the day. They're doing the timeline for you. They haven't been in the decision-making process. They have nothing to do with the design piece. They're just going to get you down the aisle on time, get your vendors in, get them out, and get them done. Mm. The designer, a lot of times that'll be in your florist or your decor pieces, you know, your furnishings and rentals. They're going to make it pretty. Mm. Now, if you have a producer on it, which is what I do, I'm going to do all of that, and I'm going to help you manage your budget. Because that is what gets away from most people. In the event space, you can have the same item and it can have five different prices.
A girl, I know. Depends on where you shop.
That's right. Target,
Walmart, Amazon.
Right.
Personalized. So, you know, again, and what people don't do, you know, you don't want to cut corners, but there's some things that you can cut corners on. A lot of people spend, for an example, weddings, a lot of money on invitations. I'm going to tell you, honestly, some of them I've tossed. Others I don't keep because, you know, they're a friend or a friend of a friend or whatever. So that's something that, you know, but it's your announcement. I get that. Photographs, that's something you spend a lot on. Champagne, that's something you spend a lot on. But, you know, you might want to just cut back and maybe not have a full sit down dinner and have champagne and cake. There's right. So many different options out there right now. What is it like in the space? Because when you're negotiating contracts, people got caught up in a lot of kerfuffle during COVID. They had to put those weddings off. They couldn't do them inside. They had to do them outside. The additional protocols for the food and the staff, that'll run your bill up for servers. What does that look like?
Well, when COVID hit, March of 2020, I was at the special event, speaking at the special event in Vegas and on March 12th. And that was the last day of the conference. And then everything closed down on March 16th. Mm. And we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming because we were sitting there and you could just hear your laptop go off, ping, 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 mm. ping, you know, cancel this, cancel that, you know, because everyone was just, and you just watched, it was like the dominoes just fell.
Mm.
You know, I came back, I did a bar mitzvah that had cut in size by half. It was supposed to be 120, it was 60, you know, and then by Monday everything was just done and we all had to figure this one out. And so I'm part of an organization called Tuesdays Together, which is the Rising Tide Society. Mm-hmm. And it's a great organization about collaboration over competition. So it doesn't really matter what industry you're in, it just happens to be a little bit wrapped around the event space. But check out the Rising Tide Society, and it's a really great resource for education and contacts and resources, anything to do with business. And it's all based on collaboration. So our group up here in Pasadena decided there's going to be way too much information for us to figure out as individually. So we created a collective. And of like, there's 9 or 10 of us that are committed to this. And we have our own little Facebook group and we just navigated, you know, line by line. One of the ladies had a bride that was actually part of the health department. So we got things before, we got the news before other people got it, because wow. We got it straight from the bride. Most contracts, they had a forced, force majeure in it, which is like act of God, mm-hmm. the clause. And that's what everybody leaned on in order to get their deposits back or to get them transferred. That was the first round. And that was tough because some people just said, you know, it's non-refundable, peace out, you're done. And a lot of people lost a lot of money.
Somebody told me, and now I don't know, you deal with contracts all the time, but somebody told me that you can't do that anymore. You can't just take people's money non-refundable. I get it on the booking side because I get people that book with me as well. But you scheduled the time. You could have had someone else in that slot, but you really haven't done the work. 50%, the refund, I just don't think that that's fair. I don't think that that's ethical. You know, okay, you still got to keep the business running, but why are you going to do it on the back of someone that is now not able to have their wedding? That's so unfair.
Most people, most venues just pushed it in this and that because they understand we're all in this together. No one was singled out on this one. You know, it was a group hug. And that I think the challenge, some of the areas that had challenge were like your photography and your smaller vendors, your photography, your videography, you know, because they were booked on certain dates. And so when you moved your date, the venue was usually where you started to move everything, you know, because without the place, it didn't matter if you had a photograph or not.
Right.
So when they moved things, moved your venue date. Mm-hmm. So let's use the Maxwell House. It's easy. So you had your date at the Maxwell House. It was for April 30th. All right. Well, April 30th, everybody was still shut down. So they just said, okay, we're gonna push it out. And some people actually moved their date three times.
Wow.
Which was hard, you know, because they had to move all of their team three times if they could. And in some cases, because photographers and videographers especially, they have their year booked in advance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you moved it to September 30th and they were already booked.
Right. So I get that. But however, they still should have, you know, I would work with people and refer people if they could show a little grace. But
a lot of them did, and some did, just didn't. And you know what? Every business arena has those players, and it make them right, make them wrong. It just makes them different.
Right. So now with the service and the food, you know, it used to be the day of the buffet. I wouldn't touch a buffet even now. I don't really like them. You know, you see kids stirring in the mashed potatoes, and you know they'll drop some. Put some tomatoes and then they'll throw them back up on the thing, you know, but now they have to wear masks or, you know, I don't know if they're still doing the white glove tray, you know, tray service.
We still tray past. Everything is in a container of some level, portion. Okay. See, that's the thing about tray passes. It's a portion piece. So it's very easy to self-contain that.
Okay.
But that's an additional cost,
mm-hmm,
in the sense of everything that you add on that, you know, is an additional cost. On the buffet, and I have to tell you, Four Seasons Westlake did just a great job with this. They created a clear plexiglass that hung from the ceiling, mm-hmm, you know, very easy to put up. And it looked good. They took good care of it because Plexi can get a little foggy and then it looks weird. Mm-hmm. And then their team would serve from behind. Mm. Now here's a good thing about that. It expedites service. So you get your guests through faster and also your portion control. So your food cost is in a better place. And it's more personal.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they would just roll the staff. So the buffet staff would then roll onto the floor, or, you know, vice versa, floor staff would roll onto the buffet. So it was more about just the mechanics of it.
Right.
And also the perception of safety.
Right, right. And you want to create, again, the greatest experience for your guests. Let's talk a little bit about theme parties.
Theme parties are fun parties.
I'm going to be 60 this year. Yes, Brad.
Oh,
I know. I can't believe it. And I am just at a loss. And I was thinking, you know, some of the things that I like. Do I want to do an era? Do I want to do a Gatsby? Do I want to do, it's going to be on a yacht. So, you know, so I'm just really trying to figure out what I want to do. How do you start to really kind of brainstorm that? Do you just, again, have another whiteboard moment where you just throw all the ideas against the wall and just
Right.
really think about what's realistic and the things, you know, like if I do a Gatsby, you know, people can get, you know, 1920, 1930 hats and stuff at the thrift store. That's easy to create that theme. Or superheroes. They love superheroes. I swear that I am the Superwoman. What's her name? Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman, yeah. Well, if you're gonna be on a yacht, you know, I'm a firm believer, don't gild the lily. Don't compete with your environment. Make it that way, make it work with and for you.
Right, that makes sense.
So you could have a real make it almost like a James Bond traveling casino, yacht, you know. Very, are you a black tie type person? Very sexy, you know.
Right,
Because
because you, if you're on a yacht, you want people to be comfortable too. You don't want them to
true.
have on all this kind of stuff. You want them to be able to go up on the deck and enjoy that. So, oh, that's good. A traveling casino. That's fun.
So let me ask a different question. Is this a sing are you doing the yacht for a single night, or are you doing it for like a weekend?
Single night.
Okay, so with that, you want to transport them, if because you're in a travel mode, you know, because a yacht's, you know, on that. So what I would suggest is totally transport them out of because you're in San Diego,
Right.
right? All right, so get them out of their day stuff, transform them, transform yourself, and then what? So when they step on the boat, they step out of their life and into yours.
Wow. That's okay.
So that's why I was thinking, you know, I go back to the, and I don't know why James Bond is in my mind, except they just did a James Bond party and it was so fun,
Was it fun?
and the gambling was so great, and people got dressed up, and the guys were in tuxes, and the ladies were in just great dresses, and you know, and you get hot music going, and you know,
Right.
it's just, you know, and you make a really great cocktail if you're a drinker, and if you're not a drinker, who cares? You know,
Right.
just put it in a great glass, don't
We'll put
care.
it in a great glass and we'll give you a cherry. Okay, that's
There you
great.
go. You know,
That is great.
and because I think people miss romance. You know, we miss that, you know. And 60 is sexy. I'm 66, so I can say that.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
you
Please,
know.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's an interesting moment, I have to tell you.
Oh, yes, yeah,
Yeah.
but it's a rite of passage.
Right.
You know, it is a rite of passage. So, and everybody's not going to get there. But I like what you say about, you know, transporting them into something different. And you have to consider the timeline too. You know, what time of day it's going to be. You know, how long you're going to be at a certain venue. What do you think about, I'm a giver, okay? So people always come to my parties and they always leave with a swag bag. You know,
Right.
I've got some of the greatest vendors in the world that love their products to be in those bags. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's showy? Do you think that's overkill? Do you think that that is you know, shows appreciation?
I think that if that's something you're known for, stay with it. If it's something you're not known for and all of a sudden you just do it, people might feel it's a little off. You know, we all not, well, I can't say that. Many people have a signature item that they're known for. And so not that it's expected, but it's always so recognized. Yeah. All right. Yeah, like that, you know, absolutely. So, you know, if it's truly given freely and from your heart, then do it. But party favors per se. You know, sometimes I just do things that are edible because people will deal with that. They need more stuff, like they need a hole in the head. We're all at this, especially at this age, you know, we our stuff has got stuff. So we're inundated. But
They're doing a lot of pastries now, exotic pastries, maybe with your picture on it, or
right,
you know, great, or designer cupcakes, and so that's right. really the thing now.
You know, we did donuts and coffee so that they had it for in the morning for breakfast. So we had a signature thing from Starbucks, all packaged with their name on it. And then we had little mini donuts that were packaged with it too. And so on their way out, they now had breakfast. So it, you know, it's kind of thinking it through. First of all, who's your audience? And you know about audience. So who's your audience? What's the age group? Is this full family or is this adult only? You have to ask yourself that one. That, because the dynamic changes the minute youth is involved.
Oh, girl, yes.
I know.
I told you, they'd be stirring up in the buffet.
Yeah. Well, not just that. The energy's different.
You've got to keep them entertained. You've got to keep them amused.
Right.
You know,
there's a part of me that's why I asked if it was a multi-day event. Because I would put the youth and family on one party and then have an adult party on the yacht and then have breakfast for anybody else the next morning who not that you've missed or that you want to revisit with.
Right.
So it's like family on Friday, you know, adult party on Saturday night on the yacht, and then brunch to put a bow on it, and you're out the door.
Wow. Well, that is really a lot of great information. Thank you so much. Tell my Brains how to get in contact with you. I'd love for them to consult with you. Brains, she is a queen in her industry. You know, she wears the crown. Consult with
her. Where's my crown?
Consult with her. But, you know, even if she's not doing something in your particular state or area, I'm sure that she has a Rolodex full of people that she can refer you to that know what they're doing. You have to know, like I said, the contract is very important. Your budget and price point, you know, got to have a little flexibility in there. What your expectations are, if you want to give a gift, if you want it to be a theme, if you want it to be destination, all of those things kind of, you know, run them through your mind and then present them to somebody like Peggy.
Yeah, the nice part, I do consulting all over the U.S. Because I'm an ideas person. I'm also a storyteller, as you shared, because I'll take it all the way through, just like we did with you, you know, of where are you going? What are you doing? You know, who are you? You know, a lot of times, especially with Pinterest, it's been challenging that, you know, people bring this Pinterest board and they say, I want that. I said, but that's not you. I said, I know, but I like that. And I said, okay, so let's find out, what do you like about that? You know, pull it out of them. And this takes some time and listening skills. Right. I listen a lot more than I talk.
Absolutely, because you want that person to be happy. And the bottom line stops with the client. This is customer service on steroids.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of emotion that goes behind it.
A lot of emotion.
And they think it's just in the wedding world. Get behind someone who's passionate about their cause. And you will see, you know, because people in the I do a lot of nonprofit because I'm very community focused up here. And because my background has been in museums a lot that are community based. And so you get a committee when you're planning by committee. Oh my goodness.
You've got so many talking heads and everybody has an idea and then they get all in their feelings if their idea is snubbed, you know. Right.
It's like a bad Pinterest board most days.
You know, it's a negotiation. So tell my Brains how to get in contact with you, Peggy.
Well, you can reach me via cell phone, 626-222-1808. I love how easy my number is. Or Peggy@timelesscelebrations.com. I'm a late night girl, so you can call, you know, I usually answer my emails later in the evening because I'm doing things during the day, but I will get back to you. And it really does not matter where you are in the world with me because I am mobile And also I love the different time zones because a lot of my clients wake up to my emails in the morning and start their day there.
Well, they're going to start their event and they're going to have one heck of a time. Brains, we are planning the party. Okay. The party, the wedding, the celebration of life, the bar mitzvah, the baby shower, you know, or just a great, you know, getting to know you kind of thing.
Yeah. Gatherings are coming back. And, what I came up with during the pandemic was a concept called petite soirée, and petite soirée was about having a small gathering, but a soirée was very targeted in the sense of whether it was a theme or a topic or something that you had a piece of education involved in it, you know, like if it was a wine tasting or maybe it was a food night or whatever. And you would just bring like 12 to 20 people together because there for the longest time, that's all you could have.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You
know? And that one of the best weddings I ever did was 24 people.
Wow.
And it was because it was literally the two families that came together as one. And it was in La Quinta. It was so beautiful.
I bet.
Yeah. They did it at an Airbnb. Airbnb, I'm sure, has just skyrocketed with everything that's going on and I'm great, and we're all very grateful to that.
Now, on your website, do you have some photographs of some of the events that you've done?
Unfortunately, my website got hacked,
and
so the one that I have up right now is just basic information. We're working on the new one as we speak.
Right. Okay.
I have to admit, my social media is not anywhere where it could be. Most of my business is referral and repeat.
Yeah. And you know what? I like the referral and the repeat. And again, like you said, I'm not trying to have a template. I want it to be very individualized.
Right.
So you are working with each person to customize their wants, their needs, and desires.
Right.
And, you know, color schemes, you've got color boards, you've got all that kind of stuff. But the best thing to do, Brains, is to have a consultation, have a Zoom meeting.
Right. Okay? I give free consultations to everyone. It's just how it goes. And that because it's matchmaking. It's about energy. It's about communication. It's about vision. You know, am I for everyone? Could be, but probably not.
You're for everybody.
I could be, absolutely. I can design and produce anything from, you know, they say, well, your company is Timeless Celebrations. Does that mean that you're traditional? And I was like, no, it just means that I believe that we're all timeless and that we want our lives to be, our organizations to be, our love to be timeless. And it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tend towards to be a little bit more classic and traditional, a little black dress girl, but I can make a very cool and edgy, you know.
Right.
Noir and party.
And that's what people, you know, they're really kind of looking at the trends and looking at what's going on and what is the party right now. I went to a party and I'm going to tell you, I was bored because they ain't had no music. I love some music. It sets the ambiance.
You don't ever want to walk into a cold room.
Oh, they do it all the time. And they just, we'll have conversation. I don't want to just talk all the time. Sometimes I want to bebop. Sometimes I want to get on the floor. You know, it just sets the mood. But you have set the mood in such a timeless way. Thank you so much, Peggy, for being here with me on The Edge. My brains absolutely love you. I love you too. And I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more. I got some work out a few things. And you know what? You might be doing a yacht party for me.
Oh, I'm actually doing a yacht party on Fantasy Yachts on April 2nd, I think it is.
Wow.
I love Fantasy Yachts. They have two large, they have their smaller boat and, you know, for 100 and under, and then they have the bigger boat for 300. And so I have a lot of experience with that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
You'll have a great time.
I bet.
Do you have your date set?
You know what? That's what I said. I got a couple things that's pending right now, and I just need to do it. And it's August, so I got to get on it. Right?
I got to
get on it. I got to book the yacht, so I'm going to be doing that probably next week.
Okay. So tell me a secret. When's your birthday?
August?
August what?
17th.
Okay, just checking.
Okay. So, yeah, so we'll definitely connect again, okay? Thank you so much. Brains, it's time to get your party on. Play some music.
Play some music.
And
some
work
photos.
With a great, yeah, work with a great person that already knows and takes all the guesswork out of it. And all you have to do is, like I'm going to do, show up.
Well, and you'll say, for the people who are budget conscious, they say, well, that's an expense. The amount of money you pay us, we guarantee we will save you that much and more. That is my guarantee. Okay. Because you're going to shop on the internet and I'm going to shop where we shop.
Exactly.
And the savings is substantial.
Exactly.
I'm going to say
you're in the industry, you know,
right.
Where to
but
go.
Gonna,
you know who the people are and they know you, they're going to hook you up and give you a deal because you're a repeat customer and a client.
That's right. And do you really want to spend 200 hours doing your event?
No.
if you put your hourly wage for 200 hours, that's the average of a special event.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 2 to 400 hours. Weddings are 400 hours.
Wow.
So if you have a partner who's doing that and all you're doing is going, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And your contracts are negotiated for you and your resources are done for you. Is that a value?
That is
I
a
would
value.
Say yes.
It is a value. And you are a value and a jewel. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge. We'll talk soon.
All right. Be well.
All right. Bye-bye.